Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Flavor of Jazz. This is where I will play a variety of independent jazz artists from here in the Pacific Northwest to across the United States and even around the globe. This is a new show that I started, and one of the reasons I did decide to start the Flavor of Jazz is because Seattle's very own jazz station closed down about, what, 3-4 months ago, and it's just like, really, 19 years, KWJZ was around, and all of a sudden it's gone. I don't understand, you know, the lack of interest and sponsorship for our jazz stations and our jazz artists, but I know I'm on a small scale, but just know, you know, just know that Lady Flava in Seattle, Washington is waving her leopard pom-poms for you, the amazing jazz artists that are coming my way. So I want to start out this morning with a piece by one of my newly favorite groups I had on my All Media Artists feature show a few weeks back, and this is Black Eyes with Indigo Moon.
Thank you.
Black Eyes from Ohio coming to us with their piece, Indigo Moon. Now I'm going to take you down to Sacramento, California, and play a piece by an amazing vocalist, saxophone player, Miss Ava Lamert, with her piece, Rodelia. That right there was Miss Ava Lamert coming to us with her special piece, Rodelia. I'm hoping to have Ava back on my show here very, very soon. Unfortunately, I had to cancel her show due to, you know, family things taking place, the death of my godmother. She was so very, very sweet and supportive of what my family and I were going through. So that was, again, Miss Ava Lehmert from Sacramento, California, an amazing vocalist and saxophone player. Now I want to take you over to Detroit, Michigan, and play one of my favorite artists I've known for quite a few years. And this is Brian O'Neill with his piece, Dreams in Color. That was Brian O'Neill with his piece, Dreams in Color. Now I want to take you down to Alabama and play one of my also newly favorite artists. This is Lloyd Watson with his piece called Let Me Holler At Ya.
Yeah, me, girl. Where you come from? Look, I'm not trying to run game, baby. Just let me holler at you just for a minute. Now, really, I'm not going to tarry long. Check this out. Sexy. I mean, you like what you hear? I mean, I'm, whew, for real. Can I be down? That's all I'm saying, baby. Thank you.
All right, that's my dear friend Lloyd Watson coming to us from Alabama with his piece, Let Me Holler At You. Kind of staying along the same note, I'm going to bring you up here to the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by Michael Powers, which is called Sensual Seduction.
So what is soul? Beats that make your head nod. Words that can break the toughest woman down. Well, don't sleep on Big Snoop. Even gangsters gotta get their love in. Thank you.
Light. That was Michael Powers coming to you from the Pacific Northwest, right here in the region of the United States where I reside, with his piece, Sensual Seduction. Now I'm going to take you over to Switzerland and play a piece by another one of my favorite. Who's not my favorite, huh? But this is one of my favorites. This is Fabio Mignola and his piece called The Light Touch. Thank you. That beautiful piece was brought to us by Fabio Mignola, coming to us from Switzerland with his piece called The Light Touch. Now I want to take you down to Kansas City and play a piece by my dear friend Stephen Ferguson, and this is Tell It Like It Is. All right, we were just listening to Stephen Ferguson with Tell It Like It Is. And Stephen has a new CD out, and it is called We Are One. You can find out more about Stephen at probably the best place is Reverb Nation, and that's Stephen with S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Jerome Ferguson. So now I want to take you back to Tennessee and play a piece by an amazing, amazing gentleman I had on my All Media Artist Features, oh, probably back in December. He's got some great accomplishments behind him and has played for and behind some of the greatest artists that we have ever experienced. And this is Ralph Lofton Jr. with I Want It All. That was Ralph Lofton Jr. with his piece, I Want It All. Now I want to play another very, very, very accomplished jazz artist. It was a pleasure and honor for me to meet him and have him on as a feature. And honestly, after I had Patrick Gandel on my show, is kind of when I decided to do the Flavor of Jazz. Just a great interview with him, and just an amazing man and a very, very gifted artist. And I want to play his piece called Mr. Fatburger. That was Mr. Fatburger by Patrick Gandel coming to us from San Diego, California. You know, if you are digging what you're hearing on The Flavor of Jazz, please tell a friend, please tell your family, any jazz artists you know out there. If you're wanting to be heard on The Flavor of Jazz or any of the Flavor News radio shows, please feel free to email me at radio@flavornews.com with your EPK and your MP3s, and I would love to share your flavor on my shows. I want to give a big shout out to Kevin from Speakeasy Unplug. I know he's reached out to me and said he's going to help me put together an intro for my jazz show, which I'm so excited about. Also, I look forward to being able to play some of the sounds of Speakeasy Unplug here in the very, very near future. I believe that broadcast report is Mr. Broadcast Lance. So thank you so much for hanging out with me today in the chat room also. And then to all of you that are hanging out in the wings, you know, the numbers are much higher than what I had anticipated. And this is one of the shows that I really, really want to grow the listenership on. I have to tell you, the other night, you know, I was just wanting to just chill out and have some quiet time. And I couldn't find anything on the radio to listen to. And so what did I do? I grabbed my laptop and played one of my flavor of jazz shows. And it was wonderful. It just helped, you know, set that mood and relax me. And I drifted off into a very, very sound sleep. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in to listening to this show live with me today. And I especially thank those that come back and check out the archives. Again, help spread the word, you know, of what we're trying to do here at Flavor News Radio and the Flavor of Jazz by supporting the independent jazz artists. So I want to close out the show today with at least one more song, if not two. And I want to bring a piece to you by another amazing artist, Ian Villafana, with his piece Epiphany. right. That was Ian Villafana coming to us from Trinidad by way of Louisiana with his CD cover. What do you call it? Oh, I'm just drawing a blank. This is the name of the CD is Epiphany and the song is Epiphany. So I'm sorry, I just blew that to pieces. But I hope to have Ian Villafana on my show as a feature here in the very, very near future also. So it looks like I might have a little bit of time to play, at least start a piece before the show is over. But again, thank you to everybody who tuned in today to listen to The Flavor of Jazz. And thank you to those that come back and check out the archives. Again, spread the word. You know, this is all about the independent jazz artists from here in the Pacific Northwest to across the United States and around the globe. And I'm going to close out this show today with a piece by David Dyson, which is called The Lion's Den. That was David Dyson with his piece, The Lion's Den, coming to us from Maryland. So again, thank you to everybody who tuned in to listen to The Flavor of Jazz. This is something I absolutely love to do, and I love the flavors that I'm receiving from jazz artists from around the world. So stay tuned. I will be back with another show during the week in the evening. God bless, take care, and help spread the word about Flavor News Radio.